Round one.
Welcome to another episode of the MCAST. It's a little rough this time. It's been busy.
Yeah, man. I think I'm in delirious mode right now. It's been a whirlwind for the past week and a half, you know?
Well, I mean, you just came back from E3.
Yeah, so. we got in, actually, Saturday morning at about 9 in the morning. We got stuck at the airport for about 4 or 5 hours because they canceled our flight.
You might as well just say you were stuck at the airport the whole day.
Yeah, it was madness. So we got in. So I'm a little bit tired. I'm just now catching up on the email, and now we got to do the next MCAST. I was reading online. Everybody's asking, when's the next one? When's the next one? Now, people. Yeah. Now we have time to sit down.
Yes, it's when we have time. It's insane right now. It's just crazy. I mean, you know, like Hector just came back from E3. I'm getting ready to head out for Comic-Con.
That's right.
And we still have to make a game. So.
Yeah. On top of that, I mean, we just have so. There's been so much kind of like influx of speculation and questions around this game. I mean, we had such a strong showing at E3. Now the questions are coming in at a pace that we can't even keep up with them anymore.
Oh, I know. I mean, it's like I was trying to go through the website, just kind of, you know, trying to glean some questions. I was just like, oh my gosh, there's
too
many.
And we're going to have to figure out another way. We're either just going to have to answer more questions, or we're going to have to make a blog where we're answering questions. I mean, there was something like 40-something pages on the Midway forums of questions that people want us to answer. On top of that, now on Facebook, they're starting.
You started that one. That was your own fault. You started that whole line right there.
You know what? It's. I'm not going to look at it as a negative. It's awesome. I'm glad that people can see it down there. People have an opportunity to talk to us more because the one piece of feedback that we're getting more and more and more of is that people like that we're interacting with them. People like that we're talking to them. We're bringing in the MKM.
Or at least we're trying to answer their questions as much as we can.
I mean,
there's some out there like, God, why don't they just tell us some more? Yeah. But
yeah, you know what, and the bad thing about that too is that at the beginning, you know, we said, hey, don't ask us about specific characters. Yeah. Like, we're not going to answer, is Reptile in the game? Yeah. Is Melina in the game? Yeah. Is, you know, is Meat in the game? Is Movado in the game? Is Onaga in the game? Is, you know,
you're just reading off the whole Armageddon list, aren't you? Right now,
I just played it right now, so it's like it's fresh in my head. I'm just knocking out all of them. But you know, we're not going to be able to answer those questions. No. Will this person be in the game? Will this not? We're not going to do that. It defeats our whole like character reveal strategy. Yeah. Speaking of character reveal strategy, you just mentioned that you're going to Comic-Con this week, and I can't wait. You know,
dude, we got some great characters coming up.
We were, you know, people were asking all the time. They were like, "Hey, who's your favorite character in the game so far? Who is, you know, who are you looking forward to?" And I'll tell you who I'm looking forward to, man. And I know that it's my number one. Yeah, it's my number one character in the history of any kind of comic books in the history. It's the Joker.
Joker.
Yeah, like we have the Joker in
Dude,
our game, man.
That's been killing me that we had to sit on it for so long. I mean, even you know, we've talked to other guys on the team, and you know, a lot of them are also really excited to see that character in there. You know, but the one thing is, you know, even looking on the forums, a lot of people keep asking, like, if they have the Joker, can they base him off the movie? And I'm like, oh, you know.
You know what? There is always downloadable content and alternate costumes. Well, I'm not going to say anything.
You might be promising more. Yeah.
I'm going too far. We'll see what happens.
We'll have to see. I mean, there's also stuff we have to work out, too. I mean, there's also the DC side. It's their license. They get to say what we can and can't do with their characters. So.
But the Joker model that we are using for the game is from my favorite Joker story of all time, which is the Killing Joke. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's one of the best Joker stories of all time. I think it really caught the essence of how diabolical and how sinister. And maybe that gives a little bit too much of an insight into.
Yeah, well, don't give away too much. I mean, you gotta give them something to be excited about and discover on their own.
That's true. But the Joker is he was modeled off the model from the Killing Joke, and that was a huge one. Another couple characters is another one I know that you're super excited about is Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
Yeah, I'm a Green Lantern fan. I have been for a while. I know it goes back to my days as a kid reading the comic books. But yeah, that's gonna be totally cool. I mean, there's just so much to see. The show's going to be awesome. I mean,
yeah, Green Lantern, it's going to give us a lot of flexibility with his moveset because with his ring, he has omnipotence, man. I mean, he can do anything with that ring. So, guys, I mean, just speculate and imagine what kind of moves Green Lantern is. I mean,
of course, you know what the next question is going to be once we say Green Lantern.
What's the next question?
Which Green Lantern is it based off of?
Well, seeing as I'm a former Air Force member, I think that question will probably
be. You're
going to
be biased.
But the other two characters that we're going to be announcing at Comic-Con this week is, I know a lot of people are going to be super excited about them. You know, people were kind of coming back to us like, why aren't you guys introducing more female characters? Well, we have the Queen.
We got one now.
Yeah. Katana is out there, and she looks good. We updated her. She looks great. She's beautiful as always. And, you know, the fans are really going to be excited about playing her. And there's one more MK character. Who's the last one I'm forgetting right now?
Oh, you're forgetting. How can you forget this last guy? Come on. He's a classic.
I'm kidding.
Starts with a J.
Ends with an X.
Could be. Now, what could that be?
Yeah.
Jax.
Jax is in the game. And the funny thing about that, too, a lot of people were quoting one of the interviews that we gave with Giant Bomb. Special shout out to Jeff and Ryan and Vinny and Brad at giantbomb.com. Guys, check them out. You know, they did an interview and they asked, like, hey, are you guys mapping the special moves from, like, old characters onto new ones? And I kind of mentioned that we kind of borrowed Jax's ground pound for Superman, and people automatically
That means Jax is in the game,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Oh, that means Jax. No, that doesn't mean it. We're just saying that Superman has a ground pound, and obviously we're not going to have a character with the same move, so Jax is going to have even more interesting moves and even better moves than just the ground pound right now. So.
Yeah, that actually kind of leads into another question they had online. You know, people are asking, you know, especially what they've seen at E3, mm-hmm. and the feedback is like, are the movesets they saw in the videos, or in some cases got to play, is that the final set?
Man. You know what? Nothing is ever final when you work with the great Ed Boon. Like, his mind is working constantly on overtime over and over and over. And up until the last day, there's going to be gameplay tweaks. That, you know, he's going to have a dream one night and come in, and maybe everybody's moves will be changed. I hope not.
But. No, I mean, I think we got a good set to start with, but I mean, is it final? No, it's pretty safe to say it's not final. I mean, there's going to be more tweaking, more moves added in, you know, and. You know, I'm sure you guys will see this as we get closer and closer to the final day. More and more, this will be apparent.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, even Batman. I mean, it was obvious that he had a smaller moveset than everybody else. If you look at the E3 videos, and that's because we're not done.
We're not done. We're still working on him.
We just wanted to put Batman out there because we knew that if you're playing MK versus DC Universe, who's the character that you're going to want to pick right away?
Yeah, I mean, well, especially the fact that we've had his face all over the place. You know,
exactly. But yeah, Batman. He's going to be upgraded, and then all these new characters. I mean, Joker, man.
Joker's going to be awesome. I mean...
Joker's fatality... I'm not even... All right,
no, don't go into that one. Not yet.
All right. We won't talk about anything. God, we should just make this like a question and answer show. We got so many pages of questions.
Yeah, there's just constantly... the thing is, the questions just go all over the place, which is great, because that's what we ask. We wanted you guys to ask us stuff about, you know, just game development, about... Even, you know, like what it takes to get in the industry, things like, you know.
Yeah, that was I've seen that question come up like a million and one times. So let's answer that. When people are always asking, hey, I want to work on the MK team. I'm going to school for this. How is it going to help? How do I get a job at Midway? How did you get a job at Midway?
Well, you know, got to remember, back in the day when, you know, for me, it's going to be different than some of the younger people out there, because when I first started, there was no schools you could go to. There was, you know, the industry was pretty much like, hey, I'm making a game in my garage, check it out. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I actually started out as a game counselor at Nintendo. So,
oh, yeah, that's right. You know what? I saw that. You sent me that. Hans is in Nintendo Power, man, if you guys can believe that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's...
I'm not going to tell you what year it is.
It's pretty embarrassing, okay? That photo...
He's a featured game counselor for Nintendo Power.
Yeah,
I thought that was
once
awesome.
Upon a time. But, I mean, for me, that's how I started. I mean, I started doing that for, you know, a little bit, and then after that, I got a job in the QA group, and I started testing games. And to be honest... In general, for this industry, QA is a great way to get your foot in the door. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed to get into production or programming. Mm-hmm. You still need to have some kind of background, like programming background, art background, even design, and you have to show enthusiasm. But it's a great way to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, another way for people to get in sometimes is through internships. You see more and more of these things coming up these days in the industry, you know, not just at Midway, but at other companies. We won't mention their names. But... Yeah, you know, there are internships.
Why would
you
want to work anywhere else besides Midway?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to work anyplace else.
All right, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to distract you.
No. I mean, those are some of the ways. I mean, Hector, you yourself, you know.
That's right. You know, I actually started out in testing as well. I came in as a temporary tester a couple of years ago, and you know, people will notice you in testing. Testing is kind of it's the groundwork of the company. It's like the grunt work, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's like,
But you know what? At the same time, I think it gives you, and this is just my personal opinion, I think it gives you a better insight to game development, because at that level, you tend to work with a lot more groups.
Exactly.
And you kind of see the process and get a better overall feel of it.
Yeah, you understand. I mean, it's not easy. And, you know, video game development isn't easy. There's no, like, golden key that just gets you into the industry. You really have to put in a lot of time.
Yeah.
And you really have to put in a lot of work, and you have to prove yourself. And QA allows you to get in there and prove that you care about the quality of the game and be able to point things out that are wrong about the game and fight back on a couple
of
things.
Also be able to, you know, communicate it. Yeah. You know, communicate the issues, you know, in a way that everyone can understand. You know, you just can't sit there and go, dude, game broke. all right, that's it. Next bug.
I'm out of here. Yeah, and you know what, guys? Go to jobs.midway.com. We have a bunch of things that are opening up right now. There's a couple listings for gameplay testers. You know, we don't just develop games in Chicago. We also have studios in San Diego, in Austin, in Seattle.
And even then, you know, our testers, you don't always have to be in Chicago to test some of these games. Some of these games are getting tested like at different locations. It's like wherever we have the need, the manpower, that's where it goes.
So. Yeah. So so check out jobs.midway.com. Take a look at the job requirements, and if you fit any of those kind of requirements, you know, apply it and see where it goes. But if you're in school right now, stay in school and finish that
school
stuff.
School is good. We're not saying like drop out. No, test some games and you'll be the greatest designer of all times or anything like that. You know, it could happen, but a good school is good because
a good video game player with a degree is very, very valuable.
A degree always helps. I mean, the fact is, you know, like we were saying before, programming. If you have a programming background, that also helps. If you have design, I mean, there's classes now for game design.
Yeah,
it wasn't around when I started.
Me neither, man. I want to go back to school just to take that. let's see. Let's do some other questions, man. Oh, here's a question I remember. And speaking on what's going to be released at Comic-Con this week is what is the MK Collectors, the MK Collection,
collection,
is that what it's called, right? The MK
Collection.
The Mortal Kombat Collection, it kind of popped up on GameSpot or GameStop's.
Yep.
Like you can pre-order it.
Yeah,
and there was a whole bunch
people
of
people like, what's this pre-order? Like, what's going on?
Well, what Mortal Kombat Collection is a series of PS2 games, and it has our last three PS2 games, which were Shaolin Monks,
personal favorite.
Yeah, the famous Shaolin Monks, Mortal Kombat Deception, and Mortal Kombat Armageddon for the low price of $29.99, all three of those games, and they're going to be compatible if they're used on the PS3. Exactly.
Well, on the PS3, that can play backwards compatibility.
Right. The PS3 can play. And they're PS2 games. So
but they are PS2 games. But yeah, they're, you know, great games at a great price.
Yeah.
You know.
We don't want to sound like shills or anything, but we're kind of excited about that.
If you order now.
No, seriously, you guys should pick that up. And, you know, we asked you guys last, or a couple of MCAS ago, if you wanted the Shaolin Monks. A lot of some people didn't play Shaolin Monks. Yeah. So if you haven't had a chance,
this is a good chance to go back and check it out now. So.
And maybe see what one of the next Mortal Kombat.
You almost did it again, man.
But
at least you catch yourself. Okay?
Yeah,
I probably would have just kept going. And
All right, I'll stop myself. All right, let's do some more questions. Speaking of, okay, here's one. Another one that I saw. And is there going to be a collector's edition for this game? And if there is a collector's edition for this game, will it be available in Europe?
Well, I think that's pretty safe to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, we're going to have a collector's edition. I mean, this is next gen, man.
Yep.
I mean, we're doing AAA quality across the board. So we're going to have a collector's edition. It's going to have some really cool stuff. And one of the most exciting announcements for our collector's edition, and I'm so Hans is laughing at me about this because I've been, like, dying for this for so long. We're going to have a comic book included in the collector's edition, and the comic book is going to be drawn by
Drum roll, please.
John Tobias is back, people.
Yep.
One of the original
MK guys is back.
Exactly. I mean, Noob Saibot is reunited.
Yep.
So it was really, really exciting to have him back at Midway and kind of talking about the story and how we're going to include him and stuff like that. We're actually going to have him as a guest on the podcast really, really soon. I mean, his schedule is super.
Yeah, his schedule's tight, and he's trying to get that whole stuff.
He's trying to get the
comic book done and everything.
But we're going to have John Tobias on our thing, and maybe Ed Boon will kind of drop by during the podcast.
Yeah, we always say that, but it's always like, no, can't do it. Got other stuff to do. Got to make a game. You know?
I think the fans would want to see Noob Saibot, want to hear from Noob Saibot together. So we're going to have to work on making that happen. But it was really, really exciting to get John included, you know, back in the familiar territory.
Well, you've known John for several years now.
I actually grew up. I actually grew up down the street from him, and I remember as a kid, like, you know, he was a little bit older than us, obviously, and all the kids on the block used to draw all the time, and everyone would always be like, oh my god, he's like one of the best artists I've ever seen, and you know, he did a lot of graffiti, like, you know, on the buildings. I probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's like, but don't do that now.
The graffiti is not acceptable, people. Don't do that. But you know, we really looked up to him. He was like the cool artist guy of the neighborhood. And then when he moved on to Mortal Kombat fame, everybody in the neighborhood was just kind of like, oh my god, you know, it was like,
well, he became kind of like god status for you guys.
Exactly.
You know?
I mean, it was so cool to have somebody that close from the neighborhood to like make it and like do something that exploded on a global scale. So
local boy does good.
I'm really excited. excited to have him back and hanging around, and I'm really excited to bring him on the podcast. And you know what? We should probably throw it out there to the fans. You know, what do they want to hear from John Tobias? Maybe we should have a Dear
Start
MK
have
Matt.
Another little new little tagline for
Dear
questions
MK
for
Matt.
Him.
Questions for John Tobias. I don't know. That
might no, it'd be good. Yeah. Hopefully he'll answer them.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll have to go through there. I don't know. You got any more questions?
I'm just trying to think what else. I mean, to be honest, I'm almost like overwhelmed just thinking about all the stuff that was on there.
I know. It's almost like too much, right? Yeah. We're going to need somebody to kind of...
Yeah, just kind of filter it.
Yeah, get those questions that everybody's asking.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, it was one thing, and it's kind of like off the beaten trail, to be honest. You know, somebody made some reference, and I didn't even know there's apparently some kind of arcade game out there with DC characters.
What?
I don't know anything else about it, but they're just saying, are you guys involved? Obviously, with my response so far, it's pretty safe to say no.
No. We are making Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe for the Xbox 360 and PS3.
Yeah.
And, that's okay. All right, we'll stop.
You almost answered a question about something else, but
we'll let people guess about that a little bit. So that's it. I mean, to recap, I guess we can just talk a little bit about E3, man.
E3. To be honest, I was just amazed at the volume. I mean, I knew we were going to get good feedback, mm-hmm. and I knew people were going to like it. I was just amazed by the amount of news and stuff that just came out of the show.
Yeah, it absolutely blew my mind. From the moment we got there until the moment we left, we were inundated with so much, so many press interviews.
I saw you on a couple of them, man.
I was doing
your little thing.
I know. I was a little nervous on a couple of them, but after a while, once you get into the groove, you really, really get it. And the funny thing about it is that I only lost two times the entire week that I was there. Like, demoing the game, we always did, like, okay, here's this. All right, let's play it.
That brings up another point. When you say you only lost twice, I think there was a YouTube video up there somewhere.
That's right.
Of you schooling somebody?
Yeah. Total Mortal Kombat. He actually, and great guy. He actually flew out from Australia, and he was there, and he was playing one of the other Mortal Kombat guys. I think the guy was from Mortal Kombat Informer, and they were having like a little tournament, like all right, let's play against each
who's
other.
Who's the better one?
Who's the better webmaster? kind of thing. And the guy lost, and I was like, give me that controller, man. I was like, I just wanted to sit down, and it was like towards the end of the day, and I kind of had enough, and I was like, all right, let's play. So I sat down, and it was like it was over, man. Like at first I was kind of nervous because he was recording it, and I was like, oh my god, if I lose, it's gonna go out there to everybody.
I heard you opened up MK a fatality on him.
And then at the end I was like, should I do it? Yeah, I'll do it. And like he was actually really accepting of it, man. Like he was happy that I burned him to a crisp and that he got owned. So
watch, he's gonna start flaming you online because you're saying jerk, man. He's still like bragging about himself.
No, it's not that I was bragging. I just did. Beat the living out of them. Beat the living tar out of them. But E3 was great. We had a lot of good feedback. I said, I only lost twice. I lost to there was a lovely lady from Penthouse Magazine.
Twisty! I should have went to the show.
You're going to Comic-Con. You'll be able to hang out with all the women dressed up as like...
See, somehow I'm not quite sure. Every time people start saying that stuff, I start thinking like these overweight guys in the Sailor Moon outfit walking around. I don't want to see that.
There'll be a lot of cosplay people there. You'll enjoy it, man. Maybe you'll get some of those like Final Fantasy VII character girls that like dress up.
There are a few. Okay, I won't lie. I've been to Comic-Con in the past, and there are a few like that, but they're not the majority.
Well, this woman from Penthouse was absolutely beautiful, and
so did you get her number?
No. And she was and she was a really good gamer. Like at first I was just demoing, and I was like, oh yeah, I thought she was just a casual
gamer. Kept it close,
and then she was like, well, how do you do this move? And I was showing her, and then all of a sudden she was getting off. I was like, all right, let's play. And the first match I was kind of holding back, and she beat me. And then the second one I was like, all right, I'm gonna start playing for real. And then she beat me that one too. And then she was like, how do you do the fatality?
You're not being Mr. Nice Guy and go, here, I'll let you beat
me.
I actually tried
and she beat me, and I was like, oh my god, I love you. You're like a beautiful woman, and you're a great gamer.
You didn't get her number.
I know. Well, you can't.
Well, maybe she's listening. Maybe she's listening now. Maybe we can work something out for you.
You can't do that. We got to keep it professional. And the other guy I lost to was Jeff Gerstmann from Giant Bomb,
right.
and that's no surprise.
That dude loves the game. He's been playing it for years.
Yeah, stupid me. I'm like demoing the game. I'm like, okay, all right, this is Mortal Kombat versus DC.
You're trying
universe.
To teach Let's him, start, and he's yeah, like, uh-huh, whatever. He's
the
already
first
halfway
thing
through.
He does, we start a match. The first thing that he does, he picked Flash, and he does Flash's spin move. Like I didn't even tell him anything. He's like, oh, okay. And then he just got it and just started whooping me. And I was like trying to fight back, like fighting him. And he just beat me. We played again. He beat me again. I was like, all right, this is embarrassing.
You just kind of had to walk away.
I told Ed, I was like, Ed, man, I'm sorry. I was like, Jeff beat my ass, man. I'm sorry. And he was just like, you fail.
Ed did not say that to you.
He didn't say that. But yeah, I mean, it was a really great E3. The reception was great. Kotaku gave us a really good write-up. We were really happy about that.
That was an awesome write-up, actually.
Yeah, they enjoyed it. Joystick gave us a good write-up.
Yep.
Like, you know, G4, actually, X-Play gave us the biggest surprise hit award of E3.
Excellent.
It was really, we were taken aback. I mean, it shouldn't have been a surprise that we were going to have really good content.
Like I said, we expected to get good feedback. We were expected to answer a lot of questions, because a lot of people had questions like, what are you guys going to do with this game? What's going to be like? And we expected people to say, oh, yeah, that is cool. We just didn't expect the volume of response. You know, it's just like, oh, my God. You know, now we have a lot to live up to at this point.
Yeah,
and that's kind of the scary part. You know?
And you know what? Not to be Debbie Downer, but we got a lot of work to do, so we should probably wrap this up and get back to work. We got to work on a couple more fatalities.
Yeah, fatalities, super moves, a bunch of stuff. You know?
All that cool stuff that people want to see. So let's wrap it up, and let's try to get another one of these MCAS up pretty soon.
Yep, definitely. So hey, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, and thanks a lot. And Hans will be back next week after Comic-Con with some more information, and then we're just going to start cranking for Leipzig, where we're going to have even more cooler stuff out there.
Yep.
All right, cool, man. Talk to you guys later.
All right, take care, guys.